Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that beer sales rep Jordan makes $75,000 a year. Okay, on the phone this morning is Jeff in Milton. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Well, you're doing better now because you just won a pair of tickets to the big reveal next Tuesday night for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, buddy.
And no thanks to Gabe on Saturday.
Yeah, hey, sassy guy. I'll take them back.
No, you didn't give him any. There's nothing to take back, Gabe. What happened on Saturday, Jeff?
Oh, I showed up early and waited. Alex, I think, showed up late and bought a pair of boots and everything, and my name just never got called.
Well, if you can hear the world's smallest violin, Jeff, it was a random
That's
giveaway.
That's not me, Jeff. It's wrong.
It wasn't personal. And I will say it was Gabe's idea to have you on today because you texted in, so we could make up for all the effort on Saturday.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so Gabe had your back.
Thank you coming to Boot Barn and buying boots. Now you can wear them to the big reveal.
Yeah. By the way, Jeff, what kind of boots did you end up buying?
I got a pair of Steel-Toe Ariats.
Oh. Nice.
That's a classic right there. Classic. What color?
The top of them are like red, but they're brown.
Mm. Whew, a little brown-red combo. You're going to be smoking hot coming to the concert next. Well, ladies going to be looking for you, Jeff.
I'd have to get my wife.
Yeah, okay. Jeff said, I'm married.
Never mind. Inappropriate. Okay. Jeff, by the way, thank you again for calling in for Share Your Salary. You are a fence foreman. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if we've ever had that on before for Share Your Salary. So this is going to be awesome. Let's put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we're going to play a song while we think things over, come back. Everybody's going to guess what they think you make, and then, Jeff, you will share your salary. Sound good?
Sound good.
All right, Jeff, the fence foreman. This is going to be interesting.
Guy.
Gabe, yeah, the fence man. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
I didn't know if you were talking to me or Jeff.
Literally every day, Gabe, I ask you if you're ready.
I didn't know you were talking to Jeff.
It's fair. Fair question. Yeah. Fair point. All right. Let's go, Gabe. 1 minute on the clock on your market set, Gabe, and go.
What exactly do you do as a fence foreman?
I oversee the construction of new fences.
Do you own this company or you work for somebody else?
I work for somebody else.
How long have you done this?
For this company, about 6 months, but I've been doing it off and on for about 9 years.
Residential or commercial?
It depends on the day. Mostly do new builds right now.
Do you own a home?
I do not.
What does your day look like? What does it consist of every day?
Clock in at 7, get in the truck, drive to the job site, maybe do a teardown, maybe not.
Do you make
set posts or put up boards?
Do you make overtime?
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 27.
What does your wife do?
She works for a medical supply company.
How many other foremen are there in the company?
Three others.
I think we learned a lot, guys.
Yeah, good job, Jeff. You're really on it.
The fence foreman, Jeff from Milton. All right. All right, let's do it. If you're listening right now, go ahead and shoot us a text, 253-642-WOLF. Make sure you put your name and where you live on that text, because we really don't know, and we're going to use your text as our guesses. All right, so again, Jeff in Milton, the fence foreman, what do you think he's making? Text in right now, and you're going to find out in about 3 minutes on The Wolf.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. It's Share Your Salary. That's why. Here's Jeff in Milton. He's a fence foreman. He's going to be at the big reveal on the 30th, next Tuesday night. But Gabe, what else have we just learned about what he does for a living?
He oversees fence construction. This could be commercial or residential, but right now he's working on new builds. He does work for someone else. He's been there for 6 months, but before that he's been in the business for about 9 years. He just rents a home. He works with three other people. He does get overtime. He's 27. He and his wife does medical supply stuff. And I wrote down seven. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, those are really good notes.
Thank you.
Seven at this point.
But there's always one thing where I'm like, what did that mean?
And then Yeah. That's
shoe
all right.
Size?
Seven.
Seven would be small, but okay. Gabe, keep talking. You are up first.
I don't know. I'm going to say it's not too terribly high. Maybe they're like a smaller company and he's just getting his bearings. I'm going to go with Harper Age 9 in Puyallup at 73.
Okay. Captain Ron, what are you doing?
I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'm thinking the same thing, but I'm accounting Milton. Smaller town, lower cost of living. So I'm going to go down to 69. That's from Tom in Shoreline.
But he doesn't own a home.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's okay.
That's okay. I mean, it's Ron's choice. You can't argue with Ron. It's his pick. All right. I like this text that came in from Romeo from Auburn. He said, can't wait to see those new boots on the 30th. Oh. I'm going to say it's 65.
And is I just Romeo chosen... the cat guy?
I think Romeo's the cat switcher.
Cat swapper.
Cat swapper. That's right. So I'm going to go with that. And I think, too, you know, medical sales, there's a lot of money in that. That's what his wife does. So maybe he's got the job where he gets to go to Boot Barn Remotes on Saturday while his wife's out there schlepping, you know, valves for heart replacements. You know? All right. So we're at 65, 69, and 73, but nobody really knows. That's why we all want to know right now, Jeff, how much you actually make as a fence foreman, time to share your salary.
With overtime, $74,000.
Oh! Harper Age 9!
Way to go, Harper. I tell you what, our junior listeners that don't make salaries are really good at this game.
It's like, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah, no. None of them are in the workforce, and they all get this right. So, Jeff, was I right? Does your wife do really well in medical sales, or are you still the breadwinner?
I am still the breadwinner.
All right, attaboy.
Did you buy her attaboy. New boots on Saturday?
Well, she wouldn't wear them if I did.
Why?
Why? Because he's a guy. Well, I know exactly why. If I picked out boots for Vanessa, she'd be like, yeah, nice try. I mean, we don't know. Aww. I have no idea. We can barely pick out the right stuff for ourselves. Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff, we're really, really excited to see you next Tuesday night. But also, would you recommend this line of work for anybody that's looking to do something else? 75, you're making some good money.
It's not terrible. I mean, if you could handle the weather.
Ooh.
Hot or cold. We live in Washington, so usually you're wet.
Yeah.
Stuck in the rain.
Hard on the body, yeah. Perhaps, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can be.
What do your hands look like? Beef jerky?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Colton's hands look like.
Yeah. Hey, man, working man. That's a badge of honor.
You doing wood fences or chain link? Or a little bit of both?
I mainly do wood, but I do sometimes also do chain link.
Okay.
Attaboy. Well, listen, congratulations again, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. And hold on, because we want to make sure you get your tickets to the big reveal.
All right, sounds good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.